Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Someone from Home by Jody, Texas, USA. In the early 1970s, I worked at a computer company and became acquainted with Bob, who is friends with my boss. He was extremely talented in learning languages and spoke several fluently. He was also a very sweet, funny, friendly man in his late 40s or early 50s. My boss told me that Bob would pick an obscure language and set out to learn it just because he wanted to. My desk was right at the front, so I saw everyone who came in. We were constantly seeing people selling office supplies, and I had to tell them that our supplies were purchased at a main office and sent to us, so we couldn't buy anything. I always felt sorry for them, but that was the way it was. One day, a salesman came in, speaking broken English. He introduced himself as Mr. Cornelison. He looked very sad and downtrodden in a worn, ill-fitting suit. He was probably in his 40s, but looked old and tired. Bob had been visiting my boss, and he came out of the office and heard Mr. Cornelison talking to me. Bob asked the salesman a question in an unfamiliar language. The man perked up and answered him.
Ik kon elke kritiek geven op hetgeen zoals ze werkte.
They sat and talked for several minutes, and Mr. Cornelison grew happier by the minute. Later, Bob apologized to me for speaking in a language I didn't understand. But I was happy that he'd spoken to Mr. Cornelison and cheered him up. He explained that the man was from Holland, and Bob told him he was from there too, as they chattered away in Dutch. "Are you really from Holland?" I asked. "Heck no," he said. "I'm as Irish as Paddy's pig." But he needed to talk to someone from home, and it didn't hurt for him to think I was Dutch too. He needed to talk to someone from home. These words have stayed with me through the years, and I was reminded of them several years later when I was alone in another country. Running into somebody from my home state, Texas, lifted my spirits too. Sometimes you just need to talk to somebody from home. Bob could have ignored Mr. Cornelison, but he took the time to make him feel better and maybe a little less homesick.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Heroic Stories is copyright 2014. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for subscription information and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.